Let's face it, if talking could solve the global warming problem, it would have been taken care of a long time ago. There is scientific consensus that human activity is altering the planet's climate. 9 years ago, world officials meeting at the Earth Summit in Rio began to try to do something about it. They talked, but without much success. So 4 years later in Kyoto, Japan, they talked some more and came up with something called the Kyoto Protocol. This agreement requires developed nations to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, the primary cause of climate change. A few countries have ratified the protocol, but the U.S. and Canada have not. So everybody's decided to do some more talking. In November, 7,000 representatives from 182 countries gathered in The Hague to talk about greenhouse gas emissions. That's a lot of hot air and a lot of jet fuel. But after 2 weeks of debate, they failed to reach an agreement. A subsequent meeting in Ottawa was also a failure. So now the pressure's on the next international meeting scheduled for October in Marrakesh. But President George Bush doesn't support the Kyoto Protocol, so this meeting may be doomed to fail before it starts. While the leaders of the world are racking up air miles flogging a toothless international treaty, corporations are beginning to view climate change as a business opportunity. Increasing energy prices are forcing companies to look at ways to cut consumption. And new energy technologies are promising to open up business markets for innovative companies. What's interesting about all this is that it's the companies traditionally viewed as the bad guys of climate change that are the ones that are making some small steps in the right direction. Car giants Toyota and Honda have invested heavily in producing hybrid cars that will significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, if enough consumers buy them. And at the recent North American International Auto Show in Detroit, the president of Toyota Motor Corporation said that the auto industry must limit the car's impact on the earth. Impressive talk from the head of the world's third largest car manufacturer. Oil companies are starting to get the message, too. BP has become the world's largest manufacturer of solar electric panels and systems. Suncor, another major oil company, has invested $100 million in renewable energy technologies. Other business giants like IBM, Johnson & Johnson, and DuPont have all pledged to voluntarily reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Granted, these are small steps, but even these small steps represent a lot more than our collective governments are doing. They're continuing to bicker over last century's failures, while the corporate world is beginning, ever so slowly, to get the message.